Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Peggy McCall is here. Peggy is joining us all the way from Ottawa, Ontario, and she is the president and the founder of Dynamic Destinies, a training company. She's a New York Times bestselling author of 10, count them, 10 books, which has sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. She's the author of the new book, co-author, I should say, of the new book, Darn Easy. Work half as hard, earn twice as much while living the American dream. Peggy, I want some of this.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Such a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. What is this Darn Easy stuff?
Well, a big part of it is attitude of mind, right? It's how we approach things. But then it's also, you know, what are we doing and how are we investing our time? I loved what you said earlier before the break about the CEO jobs. Stop doing the things that you shouldn't be doing. And that's a really big part of it. You know, creating better results, you know, working half as hard and earning twice as much can come down to being very clear about what it is that you're doing and monitoring and measuring your progress.
One of the things that I keep, after all these years of working with small business owners, and you know, I'm talking about decades now, even before on the radio, the one thing, I guess, if somebody said, boil it all down to the one big impediment that you see for small businesses' success, I would have to say getting out of your own way. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Oh, my goodness, am I ever. That gives me goosebumps that you say that. It's so true. I remember one time working on a goal, and it scared me. And I was talking to my good friend, Bob Proctor, who's also my mentor.
Go ahead.
And he said to me, he says, Peggy, if you want the goal, get out of your own way. You're the only one standing in your way. And it was like, bam. You know, I knew it, but didn't realize.
What does that look like? What is that? See, you know, we hear people say these things, and it sounds good, but what is it?
Yes.
What does it look like?
Well, I think it comes down to limited thinking. You know, it's like Neville Goddard is someone that I've studied quite a bit of, and one of the things that he teaches is to come from your goal, and what that really means is
Say that again.
He says, "Come from your goal."
Come from your goal.
Right. So if you're a business owner and you've set a revenue goal for the year, and let's say it's a goal that's, you know, surpassed anything you've ever done, $100 million, whatever it happens to be, what Neville Goddard teaches is to anticipate or imagine that you're already there. You've already achieved your $100 million goal. So if you are, then you're going to think differently. Ideas are going to come to you. You've got to, it's fun. You've got to make it fun. One of the things I love about you, Jim, is you like to have fun. And you know, you're sharing great ideas, but you're also having fun. And when you're having fun and when you're in that state, you're far more creative, you're more energetic, and you're going to get more done.
Well, I think it makes a difference. You know, I tell people all the time that in my organization that we take our work very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. and I think, doesn't that help you get out of your own way?
Yeah, it definitely helps you get out of your own way.
Because if we get so hung up on ourselves, I just think that, anyway, that's kind of the way we do it around here. So give us some tips on specifics.
One of the things that, you know, in the book Think and Grow Rich, there was a story in there where they talked about productivity. And basically, what it was is there was a guy named Ivy Lee who was doing some consulting work for Charles Schwab. And who was the head of Bethlehem Steel. And he said that you've got to more effectively use your time. So here's a suggestion, one simple idea. On the evening, the day before, the next day, write down 6 priorities of things that you should get done. 6 things in order of importance, so the most important things first. The next day, begin with your task list and check them off one by one, and don't move to the next one until you've done the previous one. That one simple idea can have you be far more productive.
Mm-hmm. Well, and why do you think more, when you say it like that, though, Peggy, it sounds like, you know, you would imagine everyone saying, well, duh, but we don't do it, though, right? Well, why did we not do that? What are we so averse to any kind of a structure or rules? What is the deal?
Well, I think what would help get that done is get an accountability buddy. There was a study done by Brigham Young University that said that there's a 95% chance that you will accomplish your tasks if you hold yourself accountable to another person and share in your progress.
Yep.
That'll take it up a whole
and
new
that,
level.
And I will tell you this. When you do that, that's one huge step toward becoming a serious, successful person. Because until you do that, until you have someone who can hold you accountable, you know, you're just kind of out there, you know, flying under your own wind, and you know, it's just not as effective. So, do you think some people fear success?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that one of the things that holds us back?
Yeah, it definitely is something that holds people back. I mean, the idea of having success to some folks could come from a belief system that it means that they're going to sacrifice something that's more important to them, like their family or their health. And so, therefore, if that's the fear, they're going to sabotage any of their success anyway.
I see it all the time. I see people rushing, breaking loose from the defense, racing down the field, and getting to the 5-yard line and then falling over.
Right.
All the time, don't you?
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Would a good question to ask to look in the mirror and say, what are you afraid of? Would that be a good question to ask ourselves?
I think it's a very good question. It's like let's shed some light on what the issue really is. When we do that, what we'll find is that it'll very likely disappear, and it gives us the opportunity to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, folks, we're going to talk. We come take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get some more tips, some more good advice from our new friend Peggy McCall. The book is called Darn Easy. Peggy, why don't you give us a website and tell us where the book is.
Sure. Well, you can go to my website, which is peggymccoll.com, which is PEGGYMCCOLL.com.
All right. Don't forget, McCall is spelled with an O, and we're going to take a quick break. The book is called Darn Easy. Work half as hard, earn twice as much while living the life of your dreams. We're going to be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.